1 minute summary, project time management. Project time management is all about managing the time aspect and the schedule on the project. It consists of 6 processes: define activities, creating a list of activities from the work breakdown structure. The next process is sequence activities, which involves sequencing the list of tasks. After that's done, the next thing will be to estimate activity resources. Once the number of resources is defined, the next step will be to estimate activity durations. Once your activity durations are defined, you then develop the final schedule, which should be approved by the project team and also bought into by senior management. Once that's complete, the next step will be to monitor and control the schedule that was developed, making sure that the project team stays right on schedule and right on track. Module 6, Project Time Management. Our learning objectives in this module are to understand what the project time management knowledge area entails, to talk about the processes, the inputs, tools and techniques and outputs of each process, and also to understand the following: network diagrams, forward passes, backward passes, the different network diagram types, activity on node, activity on arrow, to understand task relationships, to understand slack, float, lag, and other definitions specific to project time management. What is project time management? Project time management involves managing the time aspect on a project towards the timely completion of a project's deliverables. It involves realistically assigning durations to different phases or tasks in a project. It also involves ensuring the efficient management of the project to the approved scheduled baseline. The scheduled baseline should be agreed on by the customer and the project team, and it should also be a realistic baseline.